This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington's allies abroad. This comes as Biden introduced his picks for top diplomatic and national security posts. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
President-elect Joe Biden pulls from the ranks of Washington veterans, announcing his nominations to key national security and cabinet posts.
It's a team that will keep our country and our people safe and secure. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back.
Biden's nominees are a clear departure from President Trump, whose cabinet has largely consisted of men, almost all of them white. Biden's picks include several women and people of color, some of whom would break barriers if confirmed to their new positions, including Avril Haines as the first woman nominated as Director of National Intelligence, and Alejandra Mayorkas, the first immigrant nominated to head the Department of Homeland Security. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The UN Security Council's first meeting on the conflict in Ethiopia's dissident Tigray region ended without members issuing a statement Tuesday. European members forced the closed-door discussion to be held after African countries pulled out of organizing the meeting at short notice, highlighting divisions over Security Council action on the 3 weeks of fighting. A European diplomat, also speaking on condition of anonymity, said the Europeans expressed their concerns, condemned violence of an ethnic nature, and demanded protection of civilians during the session that lasted 1 hour, 20 minutes. France, Britain, Belgium, Germany, and Estonia, backed by the United States, announced the virtual meeting after South Africa, Niger, Tunisia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines withdrew their requests because envoys have yet to travel to Ethiopia. From Washington, this is V.